Hello, hello, and welcome to yet another thrilling episode of the Scary Tales from Scary Places podcast with your host, Kevin Green, and with the lovely Marjoie. Marjorie? Hello, Marjorie. How are you? Plinketing-plonketing over there. And who else have we got? We've got the lovely Janice, who will be with us today from the site of wherever we go. Shall I tell you? Are you in suspense? Are you in suspenders? What episode is this? This is episode 24 of the Scary Tales from Scary Places podcast. With your host, Kevin Green. That's me. In Welsh, episode 24 is... episode Daideg Pedwar. You know, I'm practically fluent. Oh, dear. I can hear the complaints thundering down the road just now. Oh, anyway. Today, we'll be going somewhere fabulous, but not before we have some music. Thank you, Marjorie. Thank you, Marjorie. Suitably scary there. Suitably scary music. Now, where are we today? Hello. Oh, I just bashed myself there. We are visiting Kygurley Castle. Kygurley Castle. And the Packhorse Bridge in the same town. Both have little ghostly episodes going on. Right, we'll start with the castle then. We'll start with the castle, which was built by Dafydd ap Gruffudd between approximately 1278 and 1283, not exactly sure, roughly around those dates, on the site of an Iron Age hill fort, as these castles often were, over 1,000 years earlier. The Iron Age hill fort. But obviously they would build the castle in the best sites, on the promontories with the best views. So they built it there. What else? Oh, the castle was the base for David's naughty attack on the garrison at Harden in 1282, which, you know, it just wound King Edward I right up. Well, it would, wouldn't it? It wound him right up, and it sparked the whole second Welsh campaign by King Edward I. Well done, Dafydd! Yes, that brought a whole heap of trouble, didn't it? Oh, well, never mind. So, when King Edward I took the castle and said, "No, it's mine, you're not having it, it's mine. Go on, clear off. You troublemaking Welsh, you." So he said, "I'm having your castle." So he took the castle. He did. He took the castle and he renamed it Queen's Hope Castle. Yes. And he took it and gifted it to his consort, Eleanor of Castile. As to what she did with it, I have no clue. What would you think she would do with the thing? I would say, "Oh, thanks, Eddie, but, you know, oh, I was thinking more the south of France or somewhere like that, you know. Not necessarily a cold hilltop in North Wales. But thanks all the same, Eddie. Thanks all the same." Yes, you can hear that, can't you? You can just see where that's going. Oh, anyway, I don't know what happened after that. Well, I do a little bit. Not much remains now of the castle. Scant, I think, is the description. Scant remains. Scant. The occasional boulder, stone, a bit of wall. You know, not much left. Well, it's been in a ruinous state after a fire in 1335, so it's not done too badly, really. It's still there, in part. So, well done that castle, I'd say. Now, this castle has a ghostly reputation. Of course, it does. It has a ghostly reputation, with witnesses having seen a ghost. Obviously, If it's got a ghostly reputation, Celia is someone seeing a ghost, obviously. Obviously. Now, the ghost in question is the ghost of an old lady. Yes, it is. An old lady. She's wearing black. She's all in black. She's a little old lady. Little old lady wearing black. She's got a long black cloak. And she's wearing a black bonnet. And she looks like she's Victorian. And also looks like she's a member of the Salvation Army. That sort of look. You know that sort of look. And she's got a tambourine. A tambourine with those long ribbons hanging from it. I wonder. And copies of the War Cry. Anyway, got a bit carried away there. This woman, our little old lady, is remarkable in that she has no feet. Oh no! Not like those ghostly monks at Comic Castle. Yes, yes, yes. No feet. She glides. She hovers. That's like a hover mower. She just goes and hovers. Oh, and that's quite disconcerting. You're up there on a little stroll, a bijou strollite, in the air, and looking at the beautiful countryside and enjoying the ruins, well, the occasional stone. There was a castle here once. You can't tell. And suddenly, there's this little old woman comes gliding past you. No feet, no feet, just gliding. Probably a little squeaking noisy. Oh, who knows? But anyway. Oh, so that's what happens up there. Ooh, scary. Well, so that's scary, doesn't it? Also, now the other part of this is Packhorse Bridge, which is in Kalgoorlie. I cannot say that word. Kalgoorlie, that's it. Packhorse Bridge, which is a 17th century bridge and carries Fellows Lane over the River Allen. Oh, a river. Janice. River. She'll be in it. I just know she'll be in it. Oh, dear. And apparently, this bridge, this Packhorse Bridge, a nice name, Packhorse Bridge, is haunted. Of course it's haunted. It's haunted, all right. Oh, it's haunted by all sorts of things. Indeed, the Cheshire Paranormal Society, photographed a ghostly white figure halfway across the bridge when they were on a vigil. They didn't realise at the time. And also, they photographed some orbs. Orbs of paranormal origin. Orbs. Orbs. Yes. No, they photographed this thing and they didn't realise they'd photographed it until they developed their photographs. And there it was. This bizarre image of this figure. Now, opinions vary on what this figure is or who it is, perhaps. One of them suggests it's a white lady, and someone else suggests not a lady at all, no, but Squire Yong, who was around about 300 years ago. So, what have we got there? We've got a white lady, maybe, or we've got a Squire Yong, maybe. Also on the bridge, we have children, beast little things that were charging about. They're all supposed to be there as well. So, it's a very, very interesting place. Oh, the place is riddled with spooks. You must go. You must go. Go to the castle. See if you can see a hovering old lady. A hovering, squeaky old lady. You never know, do you? Oh, she might be there, waving her tambourine about, ribbons flying in the air. Oh, you can hear her singing, chanting Salvation Army songs. You never know. And then you could go down to the bridge and see if you could spot the white lady. Yes, yes. So we're going to see if Janice can spot the white lady. You never know. Can Janice spot a lady? Can she not fall in the river? This'll be the thing. Marjorie, we need some music of some haunty, rivery type music. Thank you. Oh, Marjorie, I always like that one. I always like that one. Always gives a certain spooky air. I love that spookiness, the strangeness of that music. Right. Excusez-moi. Let's move onwards to Janice and see where she is. Hopefully she's not in the river. Well, you never know with Janice. She may have just thrown herself in just to save time. Right, Janice, over to you. Janice, can we hear you? Can you hear me? Janice, 1, 2, 3, 4. Janice, Janice, we love Janice. Are you there? Oh, yeah, yes, I am. How lovely. I am. A little song. How sweet. Yes, I am. I am. I'm here. I'm here in the castle at Kegurley. I do apologize. Such a tricky word. Tricky word. Kegurley. That's better. Castle. And I'm looking for a hovering. Oh, there she is. Hovering woman. She hasn't got any feet. She hasn't got any feet. Oh, dear. Oh, I can see her. Oh, she's zeroing in. She's got her tambourine out. I can see the ribbons flying in the air. Ah, she's singing away, except you can't hear her. She's floating. Floating, she is floating. Oh, good, look at that. Look at, if I listen carefully, what can I hear? Can I hear a little motor running? What is that noise? It sounds like a hover mower. No, it can't be. It can't be. There she is. There she is. Oh, she's gone. Ah, oh, well, that wasn't too bad. If she just... Oh, she's back. She's back. She's hovering the other way now. Oh, she's got no feet. She's got no feet. Oh, don't like her much. Oh, anyway, I like her cloak. Nice, nice. Like a cloak. Anyway, I'm going down to the river now. That's one of them. Done one. Tick. Little old lady ghost. Tick. Done that. Right, I'm going down to the Pack Horse Bridge now to see if I can see some other things. You never know, do you? Bridge. Oh, goodness. Never mind. I'll aim to stay on dry land this time. I haven't got any suede pixie boots to get wet, so this is all right. Here we are, then. We're at the bridge. We are at... That was quick, wasn't it? We're at the bridge, almost as if I made it up. No, no, no. We're at the bridge. We're at the bridge. Oh, it's quiet down here. Very quiet. Oh, it's getting a bit dusk. It's getting a bit dusky. There's a reputation. There's a reputation that this bridge has beastly children haunting it. I hope it doesn't, because me and beastly children do not get on. The last time... Beastly child threw a ball at me. Oh, and then pinched me. Horrible little beasts. Oh, what's that? Halfway across. What is that? Is that a man or a woman? I'm never sure. How very androgynous. It's sort of like a ghostly mist. A mist of ghostliness is hanging right in the centre of the bridge. It's coalescing sort of into a figure. Ah, what is that? Oh, I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Oh, it's a woman. No, it's a man. No, it's a woman. I don't know. Anyway, it's not doing a lot. It's just sitting there. Well, actually, it's not sitting. It's standing there. Another hovering figure. Now, this one seems to have feet. Lovely. Well done. We've seen a hovering little old lady. And we've seen some sort of androgynous figure on a bridge. Not sure whether it's a male or a female. And there we are, and I haven't fallen in. Excellent. So, with that, all has been achieved. Both ticks. Excellent. We've seen the things. I've not fallen in the river, so all good. Right, I'm off down the pub. Back to the studio. Thank you, Janice. Successful all round, and not damp in the slightest. Well done, well done. Oh, we'll tick those off the list. Right, that's it, I think. We've achieved what we set out to. That has been episode 24 of the Scary Tales from Scary Places podcast with your host, Kevin Green, c'est moi, aided by the magnificent Marjorie over there, twiddling her knobs. Well done, Marjorie. And also by the roving reporter, Janice, who managed to not get wet and see all the ghosts. Excellent, excellent. Well done, Janice. We shall return next time with some other unusual supernatural thing. It could be anything. I don't know. It could be a possessed doll. It could be a haunted teapot. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. It'll be exciting whatever we do. Please join us in our little world of fun and terror. Oh, it's all good fun. Anyway, that's all from me for the moment. I shall see you again very, very soon. Thank you. Goodbye.